morning, family and friends of Alamo United Methodist Church. That is Alamo, the place to be on Sunday mornings. And y'all are all here. Where's everyone else? For anyone looking for a new church home or just one to visit, join us any Sunday at 10:30. And we are located at 4071 North Foster Road. Everyone is welcome. The scripture for the opening of our worship this morning is taken from Psalm 81 in the New Revised Standard Version of our Bible. And it reads, "Sing aloud to God our strength, and shout for joy to the God of Jacob." And he says, "I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt. Open your mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people did not listen to my voice. Israel would not submit to me. So I gave them over to their stubborn hearts, to follow their own counsels. Oh, that my people would listen to me, that Israel would walk in my ways. Then I would quickly subdue their enemies and turn my hand against the foes. Those who hate the Lord would cringe before him, and their doom would last forever. I would feed you with the finest wheat, and with honey from rock I would satisfy you." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
O gracious and merciful Lord. O Lord, we come this morning with an humble heart. Lord, we come this morning making ourselves available for worship, Lord. Making ourselves available to be filled with your Spirit. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for last night's lying down and this morning's rising. We thank you, Lord, for the ability to get up and come to church. We thank you, Lord, for blessing us with family and friends and giving us a roof over our heads. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you so much. But, Lord, we act like we just don't care sometimes. But thank you, Lord, for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. And we ask, Lord, that you would be with us in our service today. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Would you stand for our opening hymn? 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus.
'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus.
just wanted to give you all a friendly reminder that we still have our campaign going for the 6 chairs. The green bucket is out there, or you can write a check in our offering and just on the memo put 4 chairs. Thank you. Announcements for this week. On Tuesday, August 30th, the Women's Bible Study will meet in Building B at 10 o'clock. And they're studying a book. It's called Love Back to Life. And it was by Sheila Walsh. So that's a Bible study that they're studying right now. And then at 11, the reunion group will be meeting in Building B. And then later on in the evening at 7:45, the choir will be having their practice. Then on the 31st, which is a Wednesday, the Oasis will be meeting here in the church lobby. And they're at this time, they're studying the book of Hebrew. And then finishing out Saturday, the men's and women's group, the Romeos and the Juliets, will be meeting at Sophia's at 9 a.m. And then birthdays. On August the 30th, Sylvia Swain. The rest are in February. On the 2nd is Phyllis Fees. On the 3rd is Doug Miller. And then on the 4th is James Whitney. And then we have some anniversaries. Jean and Eileen. Is today, and then David and Mercy Whipple is on the 30th. All right. And then you want to come up and sing? Yes. Happy birthday. We want a professional up here.
Okay. Happy birthday.
Yes.
All right, here we go. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you.
That's him. That's
him. Okay. Go ahead, Cheryl. Peggy?
Yeah, hi, everybody.
Hi.
Last week, we unrolled an event that's coming up in the middle of October, which is a women's retreat out in Bandera. And really excited about this annual event. It would be wonderful to see about 4 more women from our congregation be able to take advantage of this retreat, along with me and Jan Morrison. And so see me if you are at all interested in going on a wonderful out in Hill Country retreat with other Christian women. Next Sunday, we will be having a wonderful assortment of baked goods out in the narthex for a love offering to help defray some of the costs of this retreat. So some of you I've talked to individually about donating some baked goods, but if I haven't talked to you and you are of the mind to bring something to add to the goodies next week, you are more than welcome to do that, and we appreciate it. And it'll be, we're not going to do transactions. It'll be a love gift for whatever you choose to take home with you. Thank you.
Thank you, Peggy. Lex?
Hello. For those that couldn't hear all of Cheryl's announcement, KPPC is up on the internet, but It's through the website, www.kppcsa.com. If you follow the link that's on there, it'll get to the streaming service. However, if you have an ad blocker active on your web browser, you need to turn it off, because the streaming service does have ads on there, and it will completely knock it off.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Will you please pray with me? Lord, take my life and let it be consecrated to you. Take my life, my Lord. I pour my life out as a living sacrifice to you. Praise your holy name for the amazing gift of salvation that you have given to me by grace through faith. You alone are worthy of my love and praise forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen.
From Romans 12, 1 through 16. A living sacrifice. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. then you will be able to test and approve that God's will is His good, pleasing, and perfect will. Humble service in the body of Christ. For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of you. For just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we though many form one body, and each member belongs to all the others, we have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully. Love in action. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of a low position. Do not be conceited. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Amen. All right, choir.
Thank you. Loving Father, thank you for your love. I pray that you would pour your godly love into my heart so that your love may stream through me to all my brothers and sisters in Christ. Help me to love with brotherly affection and consider the needs of others before my own. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen.
Please join me in our affirmation of faith, number 885, a modern affirmation. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is one true church, apostolic and universal, whose holy faith let us now declare. We believe in God the Father, infinite in wisdom, power, and love, whose mercy is over all his works, and whose will is ever directed to his children's good. We believe in Jesus Christ, Son of God and Son of Man, the gift of the Father's unfailing grace, the ground of our hope, and the promise of our deliverance from sin and death. We believe in the Holy Spirit as the divine presence in our lives, whereby we are kept in perpetual remembrance of the truth of Christ, and find strength and hope in time of need. We believe that this faith should manifest itself in the service of love, as set forth in the example of our blessed Lord, to the end that the kingdom of God may come upon the earth.
Amen.
As we prepare for the message, let us go to God in prayer. Father, we come seeking. We come with joy in your presence. But we come eager to hear the message that your Holy Spirit has for us. We ask that you strengthen Pastor Ted, that you give him your Spirit so that his words may be your words, and that each of us may joyfully hear the message that you would have for us today. Help us to be your servants in all that we do. Let us be as the angels and take your message to the world. These things we ask in the name of Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. See your face this morning. Amen. I just wonder what's going on in your head this morning. I'm just wondering. I'm not trying to get in your head. All right. I'm just wondering. But you know what? The Lord knows what's going on in your heart and in your head. Amen. I trust that everything is good and all right between you and the Lord. That's most important. In fact, that's the most important thing in the world. Well, we've come to the end of our sermon series on the book of Romans. I trust that you enjoyed it, but I want to encourage you to continue to read the book of Romans, because in it there is quite a bit of great teaching principles and some very good Christian principles. You know, and we've covered some of them in our past 4 weeks. We talked about the problem of sin. We talked about our rescue from sin, and we talked about how we ought to pursue righteousness. And last week, we talked about how God chooses us. And today, we're going to end our series, but we are going to explore one of the greatest principles that the Apostle Paul discusses in the book of Romans. And it is becoming a living sacrifice. A living sacrifice. And this is important because as we learn about sin, redemption, righteousness, sometimes we're often left asking the question of God. All right, Lord, you've told me all this. Now, so what? What am I going to do? Where am I going from here? Well, today is an answer. It may not be the exhaustive answer, but it is an answer. And if we all we need to do is go to the book of Romans, to chapter 12, which the scripture has been read, but let us look closely at something here. As you notice, Paul mentions, talks about a concept of a living sacrifice. You know, and the Old Testament, which we're studying in the book of Hebrews in Bible study, we're studying about all the different sacrifices that were made and had to be made. But those were dead sacrifices. Paul wants us to be a living sacrifices. So he kind of changed the game on us a little bit. He kind of ups the ante. So he calls on us believers to become living sacrifice. And this requires a type of sacrificial living. And it requires us to always be willing to put ourselves on the altar for sacrifice. What does that mean to keep putting yourself back on the altar for sacrifice? We only have to look at what our blessed Lord said in Luke 9:23. He says, whoever wants to be my disciple, they must deny themselves and take up their cross daily. He said, daily, and follow me. And I got to tell you, folks, that's not always comfortable. And it might lead you to some suffering, but overall, this is what the Lord wants us to do. So how do we do this? How do we make ourselves to be living sacrifices? The Apostle Paul lays out a very simple guide in these verses. He talks about the importance of saying no to things of this world that require, that would make us get off the altar to experience, while we instead sacrificially say yes to the things of God. I've got to say this about saying no to things. In my life, I don't know about yours, but if I were to use that little two-letter word more often, half the problems that I created would be there. Amen? Amen? If we would simply learn to say no. No. No, I'm not going to do that. No, this isn't what the Lord wants me to do. No, I'm not going to do those things because they're contrary to God's word. So that's part of the sacrificial living. We got to learn to say no to the things of evil. Paul says to do not conform to the pattern of this world. So learn to say no. Learn to say no. Keep yourself on the altar. On the altar. And so what we need, I believe, is we need some sort of rhythm, a routine in our lives. Now, you can have a healthy rhythm or a healthy routine, or you can have an unhealthy rhythm or routine. Now, a healthy routine should consist of, for the child of God, spending some time in God's word and prayer. Maybe you get up and drink some coffee, and then you take a walk or whatever. Do something, you know, constructive to help you start your day. But some of us, we get caught up in an unhealthy rhythm in our life, and we do things that are contrary to the Lord, what he wants us to do. And this has a tendency to lead us astray. You see, we've got to learn to develop healthy rhythms and healthy routines in our life. And those routines and those rhythms must include studying and praying and spending some time with the Lord. A little story, when I was courting my wife many, many, many years ago, we were back in the days of paid telephones. Y'all probably don't know anything about that. You had to keep dropping quarters and quarters and quarters in that thing. And I'd go out there, and I spent all that time with Tessie on the phone, just talking, dropping quarters. I tell you, I did that. What I was doing, I was trying to stay in touch with her because I wanted to win her over to me. So I kept calling. I'd call her all hours of the night, just calling, spending money. But you know what? The point I'm trying to make is I wanted to spend a lot of time with Tessa because I wanted to get to know her a whole lot better. You and me, we're going to have to spend a lot of time with the Lord. Amen? We're going to have to stop doing the things that he doesn't like. And one of my favorite programs I used to like to pick on is Dancing with the Stars. Because Dancing with the Stars would always come on Wednesday night. That would be prayer meeting and Bible study night at our old church. So I had to break that routine, amen, because it just wasn't healthy, even though I enjoyed watching Dancing with the Stars. So we have to be willing to not to conform with the pattern of this world and do the things that the Lord wants us to do. You see, sin has a way to keep creeping back into your life. Every time that you convince it that it's gone, it keeps coming back. And even if you continue to present yourself to me as a temptation, this is what you're going to have to say to sin. I'm telling you, sin, the answer in advance is no. I'm not going to do those things. And we can look at Genesis 4:7 to learn a little bit about how sin is at your door. Genesis 4:7 says, if you do what is right, if you do what is right, will you not be accepted? But if you do not do what is right, guess what's at your front door, your back door? Sin is crouching at your door. It desires to have you, but you must rule over it. Sin wants to destroy us, but what we must do is deny it and do the things of the Lord. So change your rhythm. Change it to more of a routine that involves the Lord. And then you'll be able to say no to the world's conforming ways. Also, what you need to do is say yes to God's way. Once you are able to get rid of those worldly patterns that you've been following, the space is then created for God's transforming work to take place. You see, folks, something's got to happen inside of us when we believe. We've got to be transformed. And one of the things that he talks about is having our mind. Having our minds renewed. You see, Jesus wants us to model a life of humble sacrifice. This is what he did. He humbled a model of sacrifice in pursuit of restoration and redemption of mankind. So in Romans 12:2, he seems to be concerned with how we think. Our thought process is important when it comes to growing in the kingdom of God. Sometimes, folks, I thought our mind is just not right. We have some evil thoughts that pop in there and some things that we wish that wouldn't, but they do. So what do you do in a situation like that? Spend some time with the Lord. Pray. Oh, Lord, get rid of these thoughts in my mind. Fill my head with clean and good thoughts about you, Lord. Help me to get rid of thinking about all the bad things that my neighbor's done to me and all of this, what I want to do to him or that. Help me to be peaceful and to study his word. You see, and this is something that you can't do just once. This is something I had to learn. To get a healthy routine, it takes time. It takes time. It takes a lot of time. So perhaps there's something you might need to change in your morning or evening routine that may allow God to transform you from inside out, so you can spend time in it. Maybe there are some things that we need to get rid of. Maybe there are some things that we're doing that we know God's not pleased with, but yet we keep doing them. Maybe it's time to stop doing that so you can draw closer to the Lord. And why do you want to do that? Paul's word, the God's word tells us this. He says, you can be able to test and approve what God's will is. All of us want to know what our purpose here on life. What is our purpose? What do we do? What's going on here? What What's going on with our routine? Why are we here? You know, we tried to find different pleasures and different things of the world. We couldn't do that. We couldn't find it in a relationship. We couldn't do that. We tried to find it by achieving social media status. We couldn't do that. Christ is the only one who can give you meaning and purpose in your life. He called you to do a great thing for his kingdom here on earth. I wonder how many of us have yet to sense a calling from God because we've allowed unhealthy routines to act as distraction, getting us off that altar of sacrifice. We haven't been able to hear the Lord because we're too busy doing the things that we shouldn't be doing. We haven't been able to hear the Lord because we're too busy in sin. So I want you to determine and to understand that it's not too late. It's never too late to turn to live a righteous life. If you look at Luke 23, verses 29 through 31, you'll see that the thief on the cross, Jesus showed him mercy at the very end. So surely the Lord's mercy is still there. So there's still time to turn from sin and to live a righteous life. So as we conclude this morning, it all seems to be going all the way back to the book of Genesis. The Lord's heart for his creation. Humankind, he was hoping that we would willingly choose to return him. That we would forsake all the idols, we would turn from sin. And to eliminate the distractions and just simply return back to him. And that's why we have Jesus. Christ came to this very earth. He was tempted by the same worldly things you were tempted by. Yet he did not sin. Ultimately, he was nailed to a cross for our sins so that we could be transformed into walking, talking reflections of him. This is a good day as any to respond in earnest to the specific outpourings of God's grace. What we need to do is find the areas of sin and distractions in our life. We need to pursue righteousness, redemption, and reconciliation. And we need to say no to the world and yes to Jesus. Amen. It's not an easy thing to offer yourself a sacrifice to the Lord. The Lord requires a lot from us. He really does. But you must understand this. Even though he requires a lot, he gave a lot. Amen? He gave a lot. He gave his son. He gave his son so that you and I may have right to the tree of life. So this morning during the invitation, I want you this morning, don't do it for me. Don't do it for anybody else. But do it for Jesus. To put yourself as a living sacrifice. And say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I'll follow you. Yes, Lord. I'll turn my back on the world. You see, when you turn your back on the world, that means you got a whole lot more time for Jesus. And all those things that you think that you needed, you don't really need them. What you really and truly need is Jesus. So the invitation is open to anyone this morning who may not know the Lord and who want to rededicate themselves to the Lord and offer themselves as a living sacrifice to our Lord. The altar is open for anyone who wishes to come.
Would you stand for a hymn of invitation? Trust and obey.
When we walk with the Lord,
oh Lord, I pray for Sandra's brother-in-law. I lift him up before you, Lord. I don't know what's wrong, but you know, Lord. And I pray that you would help him. Bless him. And bless Sandra. Bless her mother, Lord. Help them all to get along with each other. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, how she came up and offered prayer for her brother. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Oh, Lord, we thank you for Charlotte. We thank you for her life. We thank you, Lord, for her dedication. Thank you, Lord, for enthusiasm to serve you, Lord. And Lord, we ask right now that if there's anything that's standing in your way of her being in complete service to you, Lord, we pray that you would move it and get it going, Lord, so that she may be an effective servant for you. Bless her and bless her family, Lord. Strengthen her. Give her courage to do the things you want her to do. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Coming when you may think that he doesn't love you. Times will get hard, dear ones, I'm telling you. Sickness is going around. Protect yourself. Amen?
Amen?
Protect yourself. It's not over. It's not over. We still need to keep trusting the Lord. Don't give up. Don't get complacent. And stay true to the Lord. And you know what? You stay true to him. You uphold your end of the bargain of the covenant. And he will uphold his end. Amen?
Amen.
God bless you this morning.
Let's continue to keep our homebound members in our thoughts and prayers. You know, Esther Goins, Elizabeth Grazulis, Hector Martinez, Jim and Linda McMillan, Esther Berryman, and she is here today, but Eileen Fader.
Amen.
It's been, we used to exchange text and prayers, you know, almost daily. And it's been a while since I've done it. And I'm going to start doing it again, Eileen. But not only Eileen, but all of our homebound, even the ones that are homesick for just a day or two. Yeah, give them a call. Send them a postcard. I know Jan, when people are out, she sends out cards. And Homer was talking about receiving them when he was ill. And they really are a joy and an uplifting. Now, I'm going to be honest. I got a lot of calls this past week. Wasn't really that serious, but, you know, I don't have the healthiest as lungs. Tom was similar to me. A couple of days ago with his lungs. And I'm not a person that wants to be bombarded, but by the same token, I'm not about to, you know, say sorry or not answer. And, you know, I talked to Pastor several times and Frank and a few others, and it really does make you feel good. So anybody, you know, say hello to them. If it's just a 2 second, but you know, just I'm thinking of you. It does a wonder. So, and I missed coming back last week, but to me, seeing Bonnie and Allison, and we talked in the lobby earlier, and what a joy to see them safely return. And Allison is going to have a medical procedure this Friday, so keep her in our thoughts and prayers for a successful outcome. So, Lord, hear our prayers. also. Martha tomorrow is going in for her knee replacement, so keep Martha in our thoughts and prayers. And also for her daughter-in-law, a very old and dear friend of mine, Ann. She's still going through a lot of health issues, so, you know, for the entire Rayburn family, Lord, hear our prayers. The Rayburn and the Tony family, I need to, because there's some of the her family that is also ill. So, Lord, hear our prayers. Pray for all of those who have suffered from mass shootings, from other crimes against society. Ask that we heal our country, and just pray. We need a lot of prayer. The entire world needs our prayers. Sandy Bundick's grandson, Patrick, her great-granddaughter, Madison, her friend, Akitha Thomas, and also, Andra asked me this morning for her daughter, Sandy is in the hospital with COVID, but Holly is at home with COVID, so she's tested positive. So, Lord, hear our prayers for healing for the Bundick family. Yolanda and Manuel De La Cruz in Fort Worth have COVID. These are Homer's sisters and brother-in-law. You know, Lord, hear our prayers for the De La Cruz family. Prayers for Dirk Lattman, Sandra's brother-in-law, who injured his back at work. Lord, hear our prayers. And for Paula West has asked prayers for of healing and recovery for a co-worker. Elizabeth Terrell was in a head-on collision leaving work. Thank goodness she has minor injuries, but please pray for her recovery, physically, emotionally, and mentally. Lord, hear our prayers. And thanks be to God for not a serious injury. For Dixie's sister Leona and Martina, Lord, hear our prayers. Martha. Oh, Martha. Get me some Windex and clean my eyeballs. Gerda Hader's sister, Immigard Metz, Alice Tyler and her friend Barb, Gene Bixler's friends Cindy and Conrad Murray, and for Estella and Delbert Saunders, Lord, hear our prayers. For Mike, a neighbor in need, Lord, hear our prayers. For Virginia Molinoff's granddaughter, Reagan, for Marilyn Davenport, her family of healing, for comfort and healing, and for the Walker family for continued comfort and support and healing on both of these families' losses. Prayers, and it's so good to see her, but Peggy is recovering, and so wonderful for Peggy. Thanks be to God. Continued prayers of uplifting and support for Barbara Whitney and husband Jim. For Lance, Sherry Francis, and her sister Selma and both of their families. Lord, hear our prayers. For Norma Glenn and her family, continued prayers of uplifting and support for them. And wonderful that Elaine continued support, seeing her, and she's here and recovering from her surgery, so thanks be to God. continued prayers of uplifting and support for Kathy Bedell. We continue to pray for and thank God for everyone that goes out and spreads His word and does His work, brings people to church and to expose them to God, give them the opportunity to bring to church, and like what the Oasis on Wednesday evenings, the fellowship. So we just need to reach out to people and bring them together. And thanks be to God. And again, thank y'all for the messages and the calls this past week for me. So, hallelujah, and thank you, Alamo United Methodist Church.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, John.
Yes, sir.
Gracious and merciful Heavenly Father, Lord, you've heard these requests, and there are requests that we have in our hearts that we cannot speak or will not speak, Lord. Heavenly Father, we ask right now, Lord, and we're thankful that you gave us confidence to come to your throne. We're thankful, Lord, that you gave us the privilege that you said that we should cast our cares upon you, for you care for us. Well, Lord, we put these requests, we present these to you, and we ask, Lord, that if it be thy will, Lord, that, Lord, that you would heal and deliver those that are suffering. And, Lord, that your will would be done in their lives. And be with those that are facing medical surgeries, those that are facing tests, those, Lord, who may be even in pain even right now, Lord. We ask that you would have mercy on them, Lord. Have mercy on Alamo United Methodist Church, Lord. I know you already have. We thank you for your promises. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you that for your leading, that you're going to take us all the way. And Lord, we ask now as we prepare to leave this place that you would help us to realize that we are your children and we have nothing to worry about. You're going to take care of us. Thank you, Lord. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Please join me in the prayer that Jesus taught us when he said, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And as we depart from here today, let us remember those less fortunate than ourselves and continue to pray for everyone who is homebound or ailing in any way. And I know we already mentioned Cindy Murray and her husband. Cindy is going for surgery tomorrow, and I'll see her at the church at about, not at the church, the hospital, at about 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. And we just pray for her that she may pull through this and do as she usually does, come bouncing back. But let it be, and be friendly and be safe. And join us here again next Sunday to receive the message that Pastor Ted is going to bring us. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Would you stand for our closing hymn, This Little Light of Mine? Let's go.